Zakt Mishnah Baita Masech de Shavuos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Once again, we're going through the list of those that are Nishboin v'Neitlin. They don't swear to defend themselves, but they swear and they take. We already discussed the hired worker. We discussed what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says Hanigzal, one who was robbed. And now the third one on the list, Hanechbal, one who was wounded. So Hanechbal Keitzad. What's the case over here? Zakt Mishnah Hayim Idem Isai, they were testifying against him, Shenichnas Tachas Yodai Shalim, witnesses, said Eidus against a person, that someone entered his place, and he looked very healthy, very uninjured, and he left limping or with a bloody eye or a black eye, something went wrong, from when he went in to when he came out. Yomaloi, and this person who was hurt, says to him, Chaval Tibi, you hurt me. You wounded me. You inflicted a wound on me. But who I'm here? And he says, Lai Chavalti, I didn't hurt you. You hurt yourself. Hareza Nishba V'Noitl. The one who was hurt swears and collects whatever he's supposed to collect for his injury. Because the mashmas is that the person hurt him. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, says, as he said in the previous case, not so fast. Yutanakama are saying, this man goes into this person's place, uninjured, comes out injured. We have Edom. They're willing to testify to that. Automatically, the one who's bleeding, the one who's limping, the one who has a broken bone, Chas v'shalom, he swears and collects? Not necessarily. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achetehei Sham Miksa Seido. Like in the previous cases, there has to be some admission on part of the person who is accused of hurting him. Ketzad, for example, how is this so? Amalei Chavalti Bishtayim. The one who got hurt says to the person that he charges with hurting him, you wounded me twice. Look, I have a black eye and a bleeding nose. And this person answers, maybe I punched you in the nose, but your eye, I don't know how that happened. Ah, you might have mixed us. So normally he would swear about the other things. Over here, being that you're obviously no tzaddik because you did punch him in the nose. So the shvuah gets flipped to the person who received the wound. But if the one who's charged with inflicting the wound denies everything, he says, I didn't hurt you at all, you hurt yourself, then we don't create a new shvua for the person that got hurt. Now the Batnura explains that even according to the Tanakhama, when do we say that this person who got hurt swears? It's dafka when the chavala is in such a place where it's possible that he hurt himself. That's how we need a shvua. But if it's impossible that he could have done this to himself, it's obvious someone else did it to him, he has a bite on his back. You can't bite yourself on your back. And there was no one else there to do it. He came in without a bite on his back, and he came out with a bite on his back, and there was no one else there. So then says about Tanur, the halacha is, he would take without a shvuah. So again, what's the case of the wound? Two people testify. This person went in frisch and gesint, the way they say, totally healthy, into someone's place, comes out with wounds. He says, you hurt me. The man says, I didn't hurt you. He swears and takes. Rabbi Yehuda says, only if the man is moida, one of the wounds I did, not the other one, then he's a moida b'miksas, and only then do we flip the shvua to the other person. But if he totally denies it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no shvua. As we explained earlier, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.